The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of October, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. This morning, I want to talk conspiracy theories. I was hoping Mr. Newry would be here, but now I get to make up a conspiracy theory about why he is not here. Busy working, making his way to work, but that's cool. We're talking conspiracy theories today. I want you to call in and tell me what is your conspiracy theory. What is the hill you are willing to die on? The thing that you believe that other people don't believe. I've got a long list to share with you, but I'd like to hear what your conspiracy theories are. I also would like for you to share the rationale. Why do you believe it? What are your sources? Like, what are the things that cause you to believe this thing to be true, despite other people not believing it to be true? Now, before we get there, though, there are a couple of stories in the papers that I want to touch on briefly and quickly. And it is sort of a follow-up from last week's news story. Minister calls rape sentence a travesty. Acting Minister of Social Services Zane Lightborn yesterday described a 9-year sentence handed to a rapist as a travesty, while Acting Director of Social Services Charlemagne Fernanda called for individuals convicted of criminal acts against the most vulnerable in society to be handed stiffer sentences. These comments were in reference to a sentence handed down to Joel Strawn, 22, who carried out a string of violent crimes against women, including the rape of an 83-year-old woman. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, I would like to address you want conspiracy theories, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, when you have a chance to look back and you see what we've gone through over the past years, it appears as though, I'll say it broadly and then bring it home, the Earth is trying to kill us and we are giving it all the necessary resources it needs to do just that.
Okay.
You see, we are unleashing viruses on ourselves just to see if we can probably control population. I don't know what the mode is. I don't know. Here we are in the educational system. We are reducing the standard. We're making it lower so you could pass, but you still can't pass. So that is being reflected in how we meander about the streets. We are reducing the standards in the Bahamas to make it easier for people to probably evolve or live here. I don't know what the reason being, but conspiracy, there seems to be something out there that's causing us to just destroy and self-destruct.
Okay.
And it appears that way. I don't know if you see it that way, but that's the way it looks like to me.
All right. So the first thing you said was that perhaps the Earth itself has determined that we are the invasive species and trying to get rid of us. But at the same time, it appears as if governmental systems are designed to reduce the quality or standard of life so sufficiently that our birth rates are also reduced in an aim to make the place A, more manageable, or B, easy to replace the population. That's what you're saying?
Well, you know, you actually summed that up much better than I did.
I'm sorry about that. My apologies.
But that's good. I love it.
Yes, sir. Okay.
But you get my point.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you very much. All right. That's the first conspiracy theory, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. So I do have depopulation programming on my list. The gentleman shared that perhaps the Earth itself is conspiring with its parts to eradicate an invasive species called the human. Okay, so let me jump back to these stories. I'm just going to go through it very quickly because I want to read out loud something that I read in one of these stories. Here are the headlines. After we start with Minister Calls Rape Sentence a Travesty, we're going to go on to Man Convicted of Sex with Teen to Learn Fate. A man who had sex with a minor he met online will learn his fate on October 23rd. Quincy Edgecombe, 27, pleaded guilty to having unlawful sexual intercourse without a plea agreement when he appeared before senior Grant Thompson last month. He admitted to having sex on August 14, 2022 with a 13-year-old girl whom he met on Instagram. Edgecombe was 25 years old when the offense took place. This is what I found interesting. Following his guilty plea, defense lawyer Alex Dorsett volunteered to assist Edgecombe with sentencing submissions for free. At the sentencing, Dorsett, Mr. Edgecombe's lawyer, suggested a sentence of 2 years imprisonment. He said that, one, Edgecombe didn't learn the teenager's real age until he was arrested, although he conceded that ignorance was not a defense. According to Dorsett, that's Edgecombe's lawyer, despite their age difference, Edgecombe was on the mental maturity level of the teen because he only had a 10th grade education. That, listening audience, is what I wanted to point out. This gentleman's lawyer offered that the gentleman was on the mental maturity level of the teen because he only had a 10th grade education. Now, I don't know what with this. I just thought maybe if we gathered it up and held it to the light, that God, the universe, our ancestors, somebody would send us an appropriate response. Because I don't think that's accurate. Like, I don't think that's an accurate reading of anything. How many people in this country did not finish 10th grade, but we're able to function in the world as adults? We're able to raise children, to get mortgages, to get jobs, to apply and send their children to college. But you're suggesting that because somebody only has a 10th grade education, that they must be at the mental maturity level of a teenager? I don't know. I don't know what we're supposed to do with it. Maybe we're just supposed to read it out loud so we could all hear it. But it brings me back to the article, Minister Calls Rape Sentence a Travesty. Dear Minister, you are in the ideal position to advocate for, to agitate for a shifting of the law. Absolutely. There's nothing we could, you know, this process is, they're still before the courts, they're still in the sentencing phase, I think. But, and see, that's the second part of the story. He was also charged, in fact, he pleaded guilty to the bail breach and damage charge. Edgecombe reportedly breached his residential curfew and damaged his monitoring device on September 18th, the same day he was to return to the Supreme Court. He pleaded guilty to the bail breach and damage charge yesterday and was sentenced to serve 6 months at the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services. Again, his next court date, I think, is October 2nd, as today, and I presume he will learn his fate for the other charge or charges shortly. Here are some other headlines before we go back to our conspiracy discussion. Man denies sex assault on 10-year-old girl. A 42-year-old man accused of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl has pleaded not guilty. Darrell Forbes was arraigned on charges of unlawful sexual intercourse and indecent assault when he appeared before Senior Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson on Friday. Prosecutors alleged that Forbes had unlawful sexual intercourse with the minor and indecently assaulted her on January 19, 2023. Forbes, who was in custody, will learn his trial date on October 2nd. I'm reading this article because I think, again, once I can put it on the table again, somebody doesn't know how to spell the word rape. It's a 10-year-old girl. And nobody had unlawful sexual intercourse with her. They raped her. What is an indecent assault of a 10-year-old girl? She's 10. On to the next line.
No, I wanted to interject here. Yes, I was trying to allow you to continue.
No problem. Yeah, no problem.
I know that we had one of the ministers who was saying that...
Mr. Zane Lightbourne, I referenced the story, Minister Calls Rape Sentence a Travesty. Yeah.
Thanks. Prunji, to make sure his colleagues used the appropriate term instead of these sexual assaults, instead say, hey, we can use the word rape from now on.
Yeah, let's change the law. Take it back to rape.
Yes. Embrace the opportunity to say he'll be the trailblazer to ensure that we use the right verbiage. Because there seems to be an effort to dilute the concept of rape to something completely contrary to what we thought it is.
And here's why. Let's move quickly to the next headline. And that's for me, not for you. You know I need to learn how to move quickly. Man jailed for getting teen pregnant. This is October 1st, 2024. A man who fathered a child with his former girlfriend's teenage daughter was on Monday jailed for 8 years. David Martin, 30, pleaded guilty to unlawful sexual intercourse when he appeared before Senior Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson for the start of his trial. Martin, a diver, began an intimate relationship with the teen on June 1st. I just felt uncomfortable reading that sentence. Cool. On June 1st, 2023, that continued up to December 31st, 2023. The matter was reported to police in May 2024 after the teen's mother learned that she was pregnant. Martin confessed when arrested and he was formally charged in June. Addressing the court, Martin said, quote, I'm sorry for what I did. I didn't think it would have got me in trouble like this, close quotes. Mm. The accused said, I'm sorry for what I did. I didn't think it would have got me in trouble like this, close quotes. Mm-hmm. Because when, sorry, I imagine that when you hear unlawful sexual intercourse, it doesn't ring as heavy as rape. Maybe if he had heard the word to him, boss man, sleeping with a child at that age is rape, you know, he would have realized the trouble it may have caused and then brought upon him singularly. Okay, let's transition. Again, the judge said that she believed that Martin was capable of rehabilitation. The same judge said that Martin had carried out an abuse of trust. See, it's not just the act of rape. It's not just sleeping with a minor. It's you sleeping with a minor that you had like a...
The duty of care, too.
There
to
you
protect.
Go. As due to the nature of the relationship you had with the child's mother. Okay. Last story. Today's Guardian. Man who molested his daughter and her friend jailed for 15 years. A man who sexually assaulted his daughter and her friend was on Tuesday sentenced to 15 years imprisonment as a part of a plea deal. The 44-year-old convict's name has been withheld for legal reasons. His guilty pleas to two counts of incest and one count of unlawful sexual intercourse came exactly 1 week after his trial began before Justice Renee McKay. See, here's my thing. I don't know of any young girl who, when... I just saying, it's one thing to understand that a minor girl could develop an attraction and older than her. It's another thing to acknowledge that she could have those feelings for her friend's father. How does she feel when her friend's father is telling her, let's engage in unlawful sexual intercourse in the presence of his daughter? Okay. That story, man who molested his daughter and her friend jailed for 15 years, is in today's Guardian. We're going to quickly switch to today's Tribune. DPP, trust us on plea deals. Acting Director of Public Prosecutions Cordell Frazier urged the public to trust her office as it facilitates plea deals that ease the burden on the judicial system and victims. What about the burden on the public? I mean, I know we're going to center the victims. We're centering the victims. We're not centering the judicial system. The judicial system does not have feelings. It does not have children, grandparents, family, community. It has none of those things. We center the victim. Her comments explaining what her office considers when making deals came after some reacted with outrage because a man convicted of raping an elderly woman received a 9-year last week. She said, quote, first we have to look at the nature of the offense and conduct an assessment of the sentence guidelines within our jurisdiction for that offense, close quotes. She said, quote, we then have to consider whether the defendant has any antecedents, actual convictions of a similar or the same offense. So not they was known to the police, but they have been convicted of a similar crime. However, charges are not convictions. The presumption of innocence applies to that, close quotes. Quote, then consideration must be given to the early plea. See, I don't like the word must, since we talk in law. In one of these earlier articles, a defense lawyer suggested that his client was entitled to 1/3 of his time being removed, entitled, right? This quote says, quote, then consideration must be given to the early plea. See, the word must in law has a specific meaning. There ain't no consideration there. You have to. It suggests that you are required or obligated to do so because of a legal instrument like legislation. Then consideration must be given to the early plea, which entitles the defendant's sentence by law to be reduced by 1/3. I don't like it. What I'm saying is the minister have all kind of discretion to the point where y'all refuse to describe or define in law the scope of a minister's discretion. But here you telling me a convict must get a third knocked off because he pled guilty early? Why he didn't plead guilty before he committed the crime? Did he plead guilty as soon as the police pull out the handcuffs? Murder the next of kin. We're going to continue and then move to page 3. Let's go. Quote, then consideration must be given to the early plea, which entitles the defendant's sentence by law to be reduced by 1/3. The complainant, or in the case of a murder, the next of kin is contacted by the attorney with carriage of the matter, and they are advised of the proposed agreement and their views are obtained. In some instances, they request an impact statement or to be present on the hearing date, close quotes. Some called for stiffer penalties for crimes against the elderly after last week's plea deal. Ms. Frazier said that generally the law already provides for strict penalties, so amendments are not necessary. Well, what are we going to do? So you could apply the strict penalties, but you don't. Again, how are we centering the victim in this process? Some called for stiffer penalties for crimes. We're going to continue in the article. She also noted courts have the authority to determine if a plea agreement is viable before affirming the deal. Quote, what has to be considered is both the mitigating and aggravating factors coupled with what sentences have been passed by our courts for similar offenses. Close quotes, she said. I'm going to end the article. I would love to get local stakeholders, including state actors and policymakers, engaged in a conversation on the question of whether we need to, quote unquote, stiffen the penalties around sexual violence. And the secondary question, whether a loosening of the language in an attempt to make conviction easier, has it created an environment in which more sexual violence takes place. I want to reference again the quote that I read from the defendant, Mr. Martin, who said, quote, I'm sorry for what I did. I didn't think it would have got me in trouble like this, close quotes. He got the girl pregnant. Now, when I hear the judge say that she believed that Martin was capable of rehabilitation, what I would have expected to have a reporter reflect from the court proceedings is that we are attempting to create an environment in which Mr. Martin can return to gainful employment for the purpose of supporting the child that he produced. That's what I would like to hear. But I ain't nobody. Okay, Mr. Newry, we're getting ready to transition to this conspiracy theory talk. I got a long list of things that people have been thinking about. Not me, because I ain't crazy. Not me, but a long list. Also, I have some happy birthdays I have to give out. Mr. Newry, what about you? You got any happy birthdays this morning? Yes, you do.
I do.
Yes, you do.
I know.
I would like to say happy birthday to my good, good friend, Rakenya Nash. Rakenya Andrea. I know Rakenya from the spot. She's my spot cousin. She is one of my healer cousins. She's one of my cool cousins. Anyway, Rakenya, sending you lots of love. I wish I had lots of ganep to send you, but I don't. I got to say happy birthday to my cousin, Lanishka Wilson, from the HHT family. I got to say good morning to Hepburn from the Mitchell family. That's the Helen Mitchell, good child. I mean, she got all good children, but this one, she lovely. Mr. Newry, you ain't got nobody to say happy birthday to today?
I know.
Anyway, don't mind you. Yeah. I have a happy birthday to say to somebody who proved what it means to be a Bahamian. When I was in a time of need, she looked at me, in a foreign land, she looked at me and say, Bahamian, come here. Come here, little sister. I got you. You could be good. I want to say good morning and happy birthday to my friend, Kenra Newry. Happy birthday, Kenra.
Happy birthday, Kenra.
Yeah, there you go. I have to say it. You don't have to say it.
Yeah.
When you say it, it costs plenty of money.
Where did you meet her?
So this happened when I was in my first year of university in London. Mm-hmm. I got really sick. I don't know. I just got sick. Like, I had a stomach bug. I couldn't stop throwing. I had a stomach bug. And Kenra was there. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was living in a dorm, in the same dorm as Kenra.
What dorm were you in?
I can't remember the name of it. Mm. It's so long ago. But here's what I do remember. When I was leaving to go to school, I was actually happy. I don't get happy to leave home to go to school and thing, but Hurricane Hugo was coming. Mm-hmm. So it's like, at least I leave in and Hurricane Hugo is coming. You know what Hurricane Hugo did?
What Hurricane
Split
Hugo
in two and came and followed me to England.
It's you.
It came for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it went and followed me to England. Mm-hmm. So there I was in this dorm in England experiencing a hurricane. Mm-hmm. But Kenra was there. And Kenra's like, look, everything cool. We got this. I know this seemed like the weirdest thing in the world. You in England and the hurricane follow you. Don't mm-hmm. watch nothing. Mm-hmm. I was a little panic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. She took care of me.
Good.
Thank you, Cousin Kenra.
Yes.
There you go. All right. It's time for conspiracy theories, Mr. Newry. Oh, we got tons of text. So let's go through the text and then we could go to a break and pick up conspiracy theory conversation. Text says, good morning, Aaron. Listen to me. I'm baffled by the attorney. Does he have a mother, a sister, a wife, or a daughter? My goodness. Now, you guys, a lawyer, in particular a defense lawyer, has a duty of care to present the best defense possible. He or she has to fight voraciously, right, to defend their one client or their client against, see, because their client and all of the resources that the state has, right? And so we critique understanding that. Here's a text. Why aren't we calling for the parents of the girl to be charged like we do with the young men that commit crimes? Where were the parents? I mean, that's an interesting question, but I don't think that question should take any culpability or responsibility or liability away from the adult that engaged with a minor without determining that they were not engaging with a minor.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, here's some mind-blowing. Okay, we're going to get back to the conspiracy. I got you there. Great show as usual. This texter is advocating for corporal punishment for acts of sexual violence. Texter says, hey, Aaron, did you know that pedophilia like homosexuality is classified as a mental disorder, but homosexuality isn't classified as a mental disorder, Texter. Also, pedophilia is when grown adults engage in sexual acts with prepubescent children. So in of physical maturity in terms of development of genitalia, it's almost as if you can't tell the difference between a girl and a boy. That's pedophilia, and there are distinct terms for the age ranges that increase from there. So from pubescent to, I think, like 13, 14 is a specific term. And then from like 14 to 16 or 18, depending on what jurisdiction you live in, has a different term as well. I don't know. I just feel like people who bring pedophilia into everything also have something to consider. Good morning. What consideration will be given to the victim's family? It seems like the perpetrators of crime are given more leniency than the victims. I would have thought that we would have heard commentary that suggests that provisions are being made for the offender to be able to take care of the child economically. Absolutely. All right, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Ms. Green. Morning, Mr. Neary.
Morning. Morning, sir.
Ms. Green, it's not going to change. Nothing is going to change until it hit home. When these crimes hit home on the lawyers and the judge, until it hits home, nothing's going to happen. You see? Imagine if that was one of the lawyers or the judge's child or nieces or sisters or mother. Nothing's going to change until it hits home. And you know, Ms. Green, I hate to say this, but I wanted to hit home so bad. Mm. I'm just lying and waiting for it to hit home. Well, multiple times. That's how it's going to change.
We are all hoping that we can hit the critical mass that causes a shift in the societal behavior, in state behavior, right? We are all hoping for that, but we also hope that
societal behavior, Ms. Green? Societal behavior?
That's what we...
Listen, the society will be the same as long as the earth remains. It will be as long as the earth remains. Society? Come on. Come on. We have new generations coming up. You understand? This thing has been going on from time immemorial. Okay? Societal?
I have to know, right, that we humans have the inherent capacity, not just for change, but to recognize what is positive, change ourselves to that place.
We have sick people in this world. You've got to be sick if you're going to lay with your daughter and then lay with your daughter.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Sick people who are drinking bleach and Ajax mix, okay? This has nothing to do with marijuana, alcohol, or drugs. This is bleach and alcohol mix. We have sick people in this world. And if you're going to rely on society to change, you will be waiting until Jesus comes.
No.
Because it's not going to change.
I'm not relying on society to change. I'm hoping that what I do and how I live causes change. But I want you to know that I understand and appreciate your sentiments. There's nothing good about a person who would rape his daughter and his daughter's friend. Nothing.
Ms. Green, I want it to happen to the judge's child.
No, we can't. We can't.
I gotta go.
We cannot say that. We cannot. We don't want it to happen to anybody. We don't want it to happen to anybody. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Sorry, we missed you. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller. Turn your radio down. Morning, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I heard the last caller.
Yes.
And I don't want to disagree with him or say what he said, but I'm feeling the same thing. You know, until that happened to someone, and not just he said a lawyer or a judge. I say, I will twist it and say a politician. Of course, guess what? The politician, or I would say the minister or national security, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame the judge, you know. I blame the person who's the lawmaker. If the judge can only go by what's in the book.
Right. Okay? Yes, ma'am.
If the book say 1, 2, 3, within 9 years, like the guy got, that's what they see. They can't change that. They can only sentence you based on what the law requires, right?
Yes.
So the minister who we put there, who say he can be responsible for national security, which is crime,
mm-hmm.
he needs to make a difference, okay? He needs to be the one to sit in wherever they sit before the House of Assembly
mm-hmm.
and look at our laws and see how what changes they're going to make. You can't say taking the blame off of them. I don't believe in that, okay? Because I called earlier to Dwight Schrute, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I started to talk similar to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And someone called behind and they say, parents. Sure, he's a parent. Okay, and I'm not going to call his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this big crime went over our head from CI, from CID.
Right, the probe that we waiting on the results for. The probe that we're waiting for the results
okay,
for.
Okay, the results
yes.
from, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Why should we put the parents in that? Does he hold the parents responsible for that? No, right?
No.
Okay, then. So that's to show that this law, we live in a lawless country, okay? We live in a country where nobody respects the law. Because if the law taking the law, then would you put the common man on the street? Hmm?
Running stop signs and red lights, ma'am.
From the stuff we're doing. Pardon me?
I say they run in red lights and stop signs. That's what they do.
That's what I'm saying. So from the top, we're not getting it right. The person who's supposed to be setting examples, they're doing...
It appears as if they're doing foolishness.
Yeah. So what do you think with these guys on the street and these criminals and stuff? They see and they know what's going on. They could see things on the news. They're hearing things. So if they're saying these people who's supposed to be the law, they're taking the law in their own hands. What you think about me?
I use a good law. Look at me. I say, I go hang up this call before you tell me you can change your life from Christ. No, ma'am, we get commit to governing ourselves.
I understand
yes,
that,
ma'am. I know.
We all understand that. But there come a time in society where when you charge the criminal as the police do, right?
Yeah.
Put them in prison where the prison officer take care of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have to be governed by someone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Govern me, and you can't allow people to just go around doing what they have to do. You got to step up as a law enforcement, and you have to govern people however you choose to. Them other countries will have less crime. How you think they get less crime?
People
they
govern themselves?
They get less crime, but throwing their hand up in the end, giving up?
No.
Listen, I don't think so.
Thank you very much for your contribution. I really appreciate it. Very powerful. I got a couple more calls, and I want to talk conspiracy theory. I think the aliens have landed already 20 years ago. Even more. I think AI is sentient and it playing with us. AI playing with my feelings. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry, you still there? Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Listen, I like to look at these issues that we have, and we like to look at them from a macro level, a micro level, like you say. You got to govern yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I also like to look at these micro and look at the Western Hemisphere as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's look at governance leadership in the Western Hemisphere. And I can show you how it ties into the situation with this man, what has done next to the unthinkable. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have in our Western Hemisphere the job that is probably the highest level of intellect leadership would be the U.S. presidency. And right now, a convicted felon who's waiting to be sentenced for sexual immorality is the front runner to lead the Western Hemisphere, what is known as so-called the free world,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know the body goes where the mind goes. So we have to now psychoanalyze the mentality. I agree with the caller that Jasmine is calling. You look at it that people at the highest level in this so-called free democracy are not only getting away, but openly engaging in sexual immoralities. Convicted felons are now running who are waiting to be sentenced. You have our every sector we have right now as we speak, the opposition have MPs who are before the courts for stealing. And we are And then we have, prior to this, we had a PLP MP who was dragged before the court on the same accusation, right? So when we look at this, I think from a macro level, it would be fair to say or make the or project the hypothesis that maybe this is the crumbling of this civilization, and now people are in a free fall, scrambling, doing whatever, however, and not seeking the morality of it, but seeking to not get catch. Because the fella clearly said he didn't know he was going to get in this much trouble. So it wasn't about the morality, because the line of morality is already being erased. It's about not getting catch, because we are witnessing at the highest level in our society that the leadership and the integrity of these men were false, and that don't get catch.
Listen, Carla, I got to go. You made all the sense in the world just now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning, Carla. Good morning, Carla. Okay, we missed that. One more and then let's go. Good morning, Carla.
Yeah, good morning, Miss Green.
Morning, sir. How you do?
Yeah, I love what the last text was saying. He's actually correct. You know, but to the fact, the Babylon system is falling and it shall fall. Because it's too deep to talk, but I don't want you to discuss conspiracy facts without me. There's no theories. They are facts. You know, that's as it relates to this, I didn't want to mix up. You people might say, I might say, but that's what they are, because I almost vomited when I heard about somebody having sex with his own daughter. It's an emotional slaughter. So I can't even deal with that. I didn't want to discuss that. What I see now in our society, as it relates to what the young gentleman, the last caller, was speaking about, he's actually correct. Now, what happens is we see a preponderance of incidents in which males are really taking advantage of females on like physically, and it is becoming the norm in which it seems as if the society is really these lenient punishment that they're dishing out is really harmful, and it feeds into the psyche of the black male. The other day there was a lady on Facebook or whatever book saying that she was slapped by a security guard at the hospital in the presence of other people. Wow. So these type of demon baby, hey brother man, if you slap that lady, you listen to me. We have to realize she might have a son, she might have somebody. So we can't be looking at, we have to deal with the repercussions of our actions. Even simple as me walking my daughter to school this morning. This is a Haitian guy driving a car. Aaron, he's on the eastbound lane to turn off Blue Road to go on Bahama Avenue. But he's hogging up the lane that somebody should be turning in to go east. Mm-hmm. And everybody's doing this in the morning time with their cell phones on their hand. The country is being allowed to run away with itself.
Mm. Yep.
See? And everybody, mine is on the shelf. Hey, Aaron, listen. This place, traffic, police enforcement, law enforcement, people riding on the sidewalks, it's been allowed to run away with itself. That's why we are in this position. So as it relates to what the last caller was saying, it's basically what it is. It's like a runaway train. The police are allowed to run away with themselves. The government, people working in government office allowed to run away with themselves. It's just a runaway place right now. It's not a real... Listen to me, man, Aaron.
Organized chaos.
So, give me a second, Aaron. Do not discuss conspiracy facts without me, okay? I've been following it for 34 years now, okay? And
okay.
That's why I always get vexed when I hear the term. Look who invented the term conspiracy theories. People were talking about from the 40s and 50s, and we still run into talking conspiracy theories. You know why? Even the lady who was on the other day talking about climate change, Aaron, you realize, you know, I could debunk her and anybody else with just the truth, Aaron. And anyone who believes that humans can save the planet got to be joking. The earth is the Lord's in the fullest of mankind is the only fool that believes he can save the planet. He cannot save the planet because he cannot save himself.
Thank you, 52. Thank you, 52. One more call. Call, you got 30 seconds. Look at the list of conspiracies, Mr. Nuri. And I only believe about a third of this. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, so a man and his daughter having sex, intercourse, is a lot of depravity in that. But, you know, as far as psychology of the human mind, old boy Sigmund Freud did speak about this. I just was of the opinion that people of my complexion didn't carry that type of trait, you know. But I guess that's starting to spread to our complexion, too. Thank you.
I go hang up.
Okay, caller.
I am.
Okay.
We cannot, with any
Okay, go on.
We cannot say that.
You didn't say
it. I mean, he said it. We cannot say that.
I understand.
Thank you for calling, caller. The caller that is holding on the line, we go into a break. And when I come back from the break, I get three texts to read and a list of conspiracy theories.
You can read the list on my side, even though I have a guess.
Yeah. We have a little bit of time?
Yeah,
okay. All right. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We're going to a quick break. Stay tuned. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Rain FM. You're on the clock and here we go. Here's a text. We have a problem in the Bahamas. Men generally seem to feel that, quote, any and every woman is available for them to pick and choose from, and every woman is just dying to engage in sexual relations with them. You hear the loose talk everywhere. What about that one? There appears to be no acknowledgement that a heterosexual may simply not be attracted to you as a male. I've had personal experience with a man who appears to be normal, but I have to conclude is actually mentally deranged. No matter how I demonstrate I have no interest in him and go out of my way to avoid him, this guy keeps popping up like I'm awaiting his presence. I'm always thinking, how can I describe his behavior to the police? Quote, I didn't think this would get me in trouble like this. That's exactly the same thing the beach worker said. Stems from Bahamian male mental derangement. Every woman available to me. Ah, boy. I am going to talk about this at another time. Text. I'm going to take a picture of this just so I could remember it, because I think it's more nuanced than that, right? I think it's more nuanced than that, but I want to have a sensitive, rational conversation. Not saying that you're being irrational, not at all, but that recognizing that this is your personal experience, right? I want to talk about it. Let's go to the phone line. Coming to you right now. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. And Mr. Neary.
Good morning, morning.
I'm Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
We have a problem in this country. Where are the children safe? They go to church, they're being bothered with by the pastor.
Prayed upon and groomed.
They're being bothered by the teachers. They be in the home. They're being bothered by father or their mommy's boyfriend or whatever. Where are the children safe? Where's safety for the children?
Let me tell you, wherever rape culture exists, as a parent, you have to figure out how you can engage and enjoy adult things but protect your children from them. So you're a man, you want to have the magazines, you want to have the videos.
But I don't need them.
Right, but I'm saying if you do, you have to figure out how to protect your children from them, because early sexual initiation through magazines, through videos, pornography videos, my generation, 48, now these young people could get on a device.
On the phone.
And go to a porn hub or XXX site with ease. Parents have to protect their children in those spaces. The school is not just the teachers. Children are not being protected from rape culture in the schools. And this is from when I was in school. I wear pants. You know, people think I just wear pants because I's a sissy and I think I's a man. You know, when I started wearing pants and boxer shorts and bicycle shorts, when I realized that the young men in school had a game across schools where you put a little mirror in your shoe.
I'm guilty of that in school.
But you're one of them.
I graduated from the 80s now.
Right, right.
I graduated from in the 80s. But Ms. Green, in closing, let me say this to you.
Yeah.
And I want you to believe me. And I know this radio station is being listened to by thousands and thousands of people.
Yes, sir.
I don't have a young daughter. I have a daughter, but not a young, like a teenage daughter. I have a daughter. She can handle herself. She's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I have a granddaughter. And if my daughter would ever want to date somebody, and they could let anything fool them one morning or one day, to even look at my granddaughter funny, I'll stop.
There you go, sir.
But not that too, you know. An 8-year-old, a 9-year-old child who has no mental ability.
The capacity to consent.
Yeah, somebody could bother them 5-6 times without them telling somebody. They have to have an aunt they trust, a cousin they trust. If they don't trust their mommy, their grammy, they have to have somebody that they trust. If it happened once.
We have convinced them it's their fault.
Somebody they can talk to. Somebody has to be fought watching this young child movement, watching the difference, and say, come on, man.
We are failing. It's us.
We are failing.
Thank you, caller. Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing. We have to govern ourselves, right? And that means that we have to be alert, we have to be aware, we have to practice spatial awareness, critical thinking, empathy. We have to be adults when we are required to be adults. Texas says, don't forget, Aaron, we live in a society that let a woman get off scot-free for having sex with a 13-year-old boy. Yes, rape culture is real. And while women are predominantly the victims of physical sexual violence and psychological sexual violence, we know that boys and men are also subjected to violence. Telling a young boy that he should be proud that an adult woman found him sexually attractive and decided to have sex with him is violence. It is violence. Another text, morning folks, why is it that the police investigation is a big joke? Okay. We need more context, Texter. We need more context. Caller, you get 30 seconds. Good morning, caller. You there? I'm sorry I missed you, caller. Good morning, host. The moral fiber of our country has deteriorated greatly, and we have turned our lives against Jehovah God. Repentance is the check and balance from the mayor of Grand Bahama 2024. Well, I tell you one thing. We know what we did when we were young. We know what we were able to get up to. We know what we got away with without the presence of 1,000 cameras. Why is it that we haven't created a world that would allow our children the degrees of autonomy we desired without the dangers of sexual predators, sexual violence, early sexual initiation, which in and of itself is also dangerous, even though it may not be violent? Why have we not created a world to protect our children from the very same things we experienced? Okay, if I missed your call today, I am apologizing if I didn't read your text or your text in its entirety. Please forgive me. On the other half, well, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next, and he's going to let me at least read my list of conspiracy theories we did not get to discuss today, including the conspiracy theory that if you let a woman climb your fruit tree, the fruit could turn sour.
That's
that is a conspiracy.
That's a truth.
Theory.
That's a truth.
Anyway, thank you, Mr. Nuri, for joining me. And again, thank you for allowing me to join you in your hour.
You don't believe that's true, though?
This has been On the Clock with Aaron.
Well, back on the blows.
Green.
Really? It's sour the tree.
I know people been in my Ganev tree, and the tree's so sweet now, the raccoon wouldn't let me eat it.
You never climbed the tree.
I just saying, I know women who climb it. Don't mind me. Tune. After the break, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.